This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Getting up, getting out, or only just getting home? It's Joy Weekend Breakfast.
Our second guest is in the studio here this morning. I would love to say a warm welcome to Jordan from the Tap Pack.
For having me. Good morning. Hi.
There we go.
Thanks for dropping by. Now, the Tap Pack. What is the Tap Pack?
Let me tell you. I'm glad you asked. Basically, it's classic Rat Pack songs like Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., mixed with artists of today like Bruno Mars and Ed Sheeran, Beyonce, we've thrown in there, we've swungified, and then we've mixed it all together in a big, cocktail shaker with world-class tap dance. So you get a songs, dance, banter, that Vegas-style show that you kind of know and love, but with a healthy dose of, Aussie larrikinism in there.
Jordan, it sounds amazing. Ando and I are both frustrated tap dancers. Ando's got a certificate somewhere. I actually got my tap shoes out and then put them away again.
Because you knew I was going to take them.
Because I was going to get embarrassed. How did you get into dancing?
Well, I started when I was 5 years old. My mum was actually a dance teacher.
So that helps.
Yes, it certainly does. So
if you don't eat your peas and do your tap dance, you can't go out and play.
That's in that order, exactly. Yes. She got me in really young, and then after about a year of teaching me, she was like, I can't do this. So I had to go to another teacher because I was such a naughty kid. And I just stayed with it. I was training in Sydney at the time, and I did Wednesdays and Saturdays dancing. I did jazz and tap and a little bit of ballet, and then I stuck through it, left school, and kind of was like, oh, I don't really know what I want to do. And luckily I had all this amazing dance training behind me, and I kind of didn't know musicals and stuff were possible. So I left school and I was lucky enough to...
How did you get through those puberty years? Because I don't know, where I stopped, I did tap, dub, jazz and ballet as well, but then suddenly hit, 12, 13 and thinking, oh.
Did you get picked
on? I'm not doing this again, but I wish I'd stuck with it at that point because I loved it.
Yeah, there was definitely a bit. I got picked on quite a bit when people kind of discovered that I danced. It was funny. One of my best friends at school, he and I both did dancing together, but nobody in the school knew that he danced. They all knew that I danced. So I kind of got picked on a little bit, bullied, because dancing for guys at that time was not
something seen as gay.
Yeah. So and then everyone loved my friend, because he's like, oh, he's always dancing at parties and he's so cool. I was like, we're doing the same thing. But it really came full circle, because at parties, we would dance and everyone like, oh, can I learn this move and stuff. So it was really lovely. By the end of school, everyone ran with it. So it was excellent. But I stuck with it through out school, and then got some shows, did some more training outside of school, and we created the Tap Pack.
So were you a triple threat then? Did you the sing and dance and act, or is it just the dancing that really came to the fore?
I always danced when I was little, and I did singing lessons and stuff, and then and some acting classes. But first dancing was the first love, I guess. I kind of like to think that I can do it all. The reviews might not. No. It's all good.
You can be the judge of that when you see Jordan tapping on stage. Now, tell us, who else is in the pack as well? Because it's not just you. There's a whole team of you.
Yes, absolutely. So the Tap Pack was first created by myself, Tommy Egan, Jesse Rasmussen, and Nigel Turner-Carroll, who's also our best mate and director on the thing. And then joining us for the Melbourne comedy season is Thomas McGuan, who's just finished Frozen, the musical.
Oh, wow.
For the last 2 years. And then Benny Brown, who's done amazing things like Spamalot and Wicked and lots of things as well. And he's a gifted musician.
Oh, lots of musical theatre royalty there.
It's good.
I've been spamming you, or not spamming, but I've been really spending a lot of time on your website.
Is that you texting me?
Yes, that's me texting you. The imagery.
You realise Jordan's taken, Ando. It's fine.
He's
not on your page.
Hey, Paul. I'm looking at a photo in particular where it has the five of you in beautiful dinner suits, whiskey glasses in hand, in a whiskey bar, and then one of you has a popper, orange juice popper, like kids drink. It's sort of that larrikinness of tongue in cheek.
Yeah, that's right. We really wanted to. I mean, there's very cool not to say that we're not trying to be cool, but there's very cool versions of, you know, the guy in the tux singing, you know, the beautiful classic swing song, and that's great. But we really wanted to do what, you know, Frank, Dean and Sammy did, which was have an absolute ball on stage, pick on each other, have banter, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, the whiskey glasses and the guy with the popper is,
love it.
You know, the kind of, the juice box is kind of, you know, the perfect image for that.
So, so tell, how do you choose the songs?
It's, yeah, so we've tried a lot of stuff over the last 10 years to kind of make work, but it's just stuff that we like. It's just stuff that gets us going, and luckily they are some of the best songs ever written. So, yeah, Come Fly With Me is one for my baby in there. Lady Is a Tramp. Me and My Shadow makes a little...
It's appearance. a real, like, classic swing songs.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean,
right.
And Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra and Fred Astaire, when they were doing all of that stuff that they were doing back in the States, I mean, it does give you a real sense of atmosphere.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, yeah, and they really talk to us still, even though, you know, X amount of years later, they're still, you know, really vibrant tracks. You know, it's really cool. And we've got a live band for the Comedy Theatre as well.
Wow.
So,
how many piece band have you got with you?
A four, and then we've got our track accompanying that, so you're really going to get a really full sound plus the live element. And my uncle, funnily enough, is also in the band there playing sax.
Wow.
Family affair.
Exactly.
Family affair. Do you notice the... Like, I know with a good musical or a good show, I am toe-tapping and singing along. Do you notice... What are your audience doing? Like, do you notice them?
Yeah, there's certainly a vibe, and especially for this show, like, we are talking and engaging the audience the whole time. So it's an experience. And, you know, we always like to say that everything's a little bit spontaneous, like no two shows are ever the same. So, you know, we're always interacting with the audience. If they give us a little something or throw out a heckle or something, we roll with it for a bit. Yeah. So, yeah, it's very interactive.
Jordan, we've had a quick question in from one of our listeners. They've texted in and said, did you have any tap dancers at the time of growing up that you looked up to for inspiration?
Great question.
Yeah, that's a great question. I guess I can answer that in two ways. Of course, like Gene Kelly and Fred Astaire, you know, I think, and Donald O'Connor for me especially, you know, I reckon I would have burnt the VHS tape out of Singing in the Rain when I used to watch it as a kid. And then I really think, you know, having said that, my love for the tap came along really well when Jesse and Tommy and I, we got together and we actually went in the room and we started creating our own music and our own beats and our own stuff. And that's, I was like, oh, this is creative and we're using a skill and we're having fun. So let's try and bottle that.
Another question for you. River dance or no river dance?
Ooh, yes, exactly.
I just did the actions for those at home.
Arms or no arms?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's river dance is amazing. I can't do it. So yeah, I'll stick to what I do. Thanks.
Hey, Paul, I want to go. Can we go to see this show?
Of course we can. Of course we can.
If people want to find out more information or find out when the show's on, where should they head?
Oh, great. So if you want to come to the Melbourne Comedy Theatre season, we are at the end of this month, actually. It's coming up like a steam train. We're at the April 28th to the 30th. We've got five shows across that weekend. Tickets are selling really well, so you want to visit thetappack.com. And you can see all our stuff. We'll also go to be going to Canberra in May and the Sydney Opera House in July and Brisbane in July as well. So we've got, quite a bit of a tour planned.
Wowzers.
So anyway, if you want to go to tap dancing, it looks amazing. Jump onto the website, thetappack.com, as Jordan just said there. There's lots of great imagery and it looks like a really fun show, Jordan.
It's honestly great fun. I said...
And you get paid to do it.
Well, hopefully. Yeah. Squealy bars.
I've got to say, we'll post a picture out in a second for those playing at home. You look very refreshed. Have you not been like heavy in rehearsals? Because you, for a performer, normally when the performers come in on a Saturday morning, they've been working hard, they've been drinking hard. And you're looking way too healthy.
No, I just started drinking this morning, so I'm feeling
it's
good.
It's a whiskey for breakfast.
Exactly.
That's Paul's way of politely flirting.
No.
Now he's blushed.
The Tap Pack, jump on the website, thetappack.com. Jordan, thank you ever so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Give our regards to the rest of the gang. It looks like a tapping good show.
Yeah, it's good fun. Thanks. Hope to see you there.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.